Good afternoon. We've had a chance to look at the tape and talk to the players, meet with the players today. Obviously, there's everybody's disappointed. We're all disappointed. You're disappointed. But the conclusion that I come to, we'll win when we deserve to win. And we haven't done enough things in order to put ourselves over the top. Obviously, the end of the game situations have been discussed many, many times over. I've tried openly, honestly, to remove that situation from happening, from our defense having to deal with that at the end of the game. It didn't work out the way I wanted it to, but that's been something that I've tried to aggressively take care of over the course of the season. But I think when you look at the opportunities that we've had, and I use the one, again, I spoke to you last night, we had the ball on the 31-yard line. We had the ball at the 4-yard line. We kept going backwards, and by the time we had the penalty situations over with, we were punting the football rather than kicking a field goal. And then any one of the circumstances along the line, which would have been more than a field goal, you know, would have given us the momentum that we needed to win the game, whether it be the 4th-and-2 field goal, whether it be the field goal after the turnover, whatever the situation might be. Had we been able to convert that, and we didn't. We were 0-for-3 in the green zone into a touchdown. Then the game would have been ours. But that wasn't to be. I credit the players the way they practiced last week and worked. They did a good job on Wednesday, a good job on Thursday. You know, the penalties continue to be a problem. I think the offensive penalties are too many and too foolish and at really ill-timed, not anything that you know, goes without stopping a drive or something of that nature. So we have got to get back to work. We have 4 games to go. We're going to work extra hard as a coaching staff. And our players will work hard, and we got to try to find a way to win a game and to change this this negativity and so on and so forth, get our momentum going in the right direction.
You said after the game it's hard to bring a team up after a loss like that. Did that carry over into today? Is it still?
Well, what I said and what I meant perhaps, when you bring a team together after a loss like that and try to address that, it's difficult. It's very difficult. They're very disappointed. They're down. They're frustrated. There's all kinds of feelings and emotions, which you would expect. I mean, they're competitors. I mean, that's just the nature of the business. You know, today, after having an opportunity to gather and talk about it with their teammates, so on and so forth, they're quiet. They're disappointed. You know, they're remorse for opportunity loss, and they can see it again. And when they look at the tape, they'll see it for themselves. So those things are not easy. We're all sick of losing. Let's face it. We're all sick of that, going through that. We've had too many very, very close games that went the other way at the end of the game for whatever reason, and it's not any one individual, it's not any one group. Everyone contributes. As I said last night, had we taken the ball with a 4-minute offense and kept the ball, which you're supposed to do, they would have never got the ball back. So we didn't do that. And, you know, everyone wants to refer to the different phases. But, you know, whatever. I'll answer whatever questions you have.
What did you see as being the difference? You know, play good defense for 51 minutes.
Well, it's a 4-quarter game, first of all, I'll tell you, and that's exactly what I told our team, and it goes for our offense too. You know, 20 points in the first half, none in the second half. What games are you going to win like that? What games are you going to win scoring 13 or 10 points, whatever that might be? It's a 4-quarter game. You've got to play that way the entire ball game. You can't get to a situation where all of a sudden you stop making plays or don't make plays that are there. I mean, let's face it, we should have had 2 interceptions. We should have had at least 2 interceptions, maybe another one. You know, when the Collins situation, he was prone and extended, maybe that wouldn't have been an easy catch, but there were a couple of catches that were easy catches, and we didn't make them. And one, the ball was tipped and right at the goal line there. You know, it was maybe because it was moving, it was not an easy ball to catch, but it could have been caught. You know, so there's all kinds of those things in a game. You know that. So for 60 minutes, you have to play. And you got to have poise. Sometimes I didn't think we were as poised as we should have been. But the bottom line is when the game is on the line, people have to step up and make plays. And we didn't do that. We didn't do that to the extent that that would have allowed us to win. And again, you're not gonna be able to. We talked about special teams play all week and how we really needed our special teams to step up. And when we looked at the special teams categories, we thought we could. And we got the big punt return. And we actually got a heck of a kickoff return in the overtime. That ball was at the 43-yard line. You know, I mean, that's pretty good field position. It was nothing much to see that ball over in plus territory, creating again another opportunity. And we got the foolish penalty that made it a 48-yarder instead of a 43-yarder. And I didn't like the third down play, which wasn't as competitive as it should have been in order to keep the drive alive. You know, you're playing for a touchdown. You're playing to win. You're not playing to tie the game. You're not playing that way. That's not how I play anyway. And I would tend to be that way from an aggressive standpoint anyway. But you've got to make the plays when the plays are there. That's either defense or offense or whatever. I was serious with JPP. There was one of those screen balls that was not very far from, you know, his ability to reach out and catch it. And I just visualize a guy with that kind of ability, you know, making that play and going the other way with one of those screens that were right on the line of scrimmage as far as that goes. So all kinds of things, all kinds of opportunities as it is, again, when you evaluate a game. And, you know, just one or two plays. It's interesting as you look back, and the point is made with our players, which I did today again, is every play is so critical in the game. Every play. It could be one or two plays in a ball game. I used to say five, but really this year it could be one. One play makes a difference in a ball game, and it's got to be the one that you make. You've got to make it, not the other guy make it.
Tom, you mentioned the four-minute offense. The goal is obviously to put a drive together and hold the ball, but you ran the ball on first down 2 yards, second down 2 yards. It looked like you were trying to take time off the clock. Then you're the predictable down and distance to throw it. I mean, should that have been a differently constructed drive?
Not necessarily. It depends on how you had you sent your big people in the game, it might have been a little bit, you know, maybe three runs or three runs in a play action pass or something of that nature. But you have to understand, and I think you do, if you've looked at the jet tape, they do a really good job when they load up the box when you're tight. So that was a consideration. We had practiced and talked about a few plays from that look. But to be able to stay open and to get it to third and five or six, third and six as it was, that is actually the situation that we normally practice, which means you know you have to make a play in the passing game to keep the ball. And I think that's generally the way the league is constructed today with what we call 4 minute. I don't see anybody just maybe occasionally, but you don't get many teams that allow you to just put it down there and run it. You do have to end up throwing. And that's the situation that we normally practice. Now, did we make a play there? No, we did not. They did a good job with Beckham on that play too, riding him outside, not letting him get inside. But that's something that we do specifically prepare for.
Are teams respecting your play action in those situations?
This wasn't play action, but we did do a few things with play action last night. One, which I thought we did hold the linebackers up at the line of scrimmage, perhaps, but it would be better if we ran the ball better, obviously.
Tom, do you have a theory on Reuben Randall caught more than 70 balls a year ago and was a real viable threat opposite Odell? What's happened with him in terms of not only catching the ball, but it seems like continuing routes and being precise with some routes?
That's a very good question. You know, sometimes you think that, like, for example, last Wednesday, Reuben practiced very well. Thursday was okay, not great. He made a heck of a catch to set up the fourth down call just to catch the ball, which, you know, was one of those things with people flying around. The ball was thrown in his direction. He made a nice adjustment and catch. But that's a question which, quite frankly, if I were to answer, I would be speaking to Reuben.
To go back to one thing you said earlier, can you realistically expect Jason to catch an interception? I'm not trying to be anything other than just curious about specifics. I mean, have you seen him catch a ball with the club on his hand?
I've I've seen him catch it. It was this hand, and I've seen him do that a couple of times. Yeah.
I think he could. Tom, defensively, the wide open spaces in the middle of the field, which have been pretty consistent, is that scheme, is it talent, which is what outside of this building you hear an awful lot, that the Giants defense just isn't talented enough to defend?
Well, there have been holes in our underneath coverage, no doubt. But the couple of passes that ended up 16 and 15 yards right there in that final drive, to be honest, they had a really nice under-over idea against a specific coverage, and they caught the coverage twice in order to and there really is the linebacker gets caught there because if he comes up, it's behind. If he stays deep, it's in front. So the safety's coming in from depth, and the safety ends up making the tackle, but he can't disrupt the throw when the linebacker commits to the underneath route, and the linebacker did commit to that. So in some ways it's scheme, and other ways we haven't covered anybody real tight in those underneath things, even when we're playing in zone coverage. And that's something that's a constant with trying to improve that aspect of it. And I think we do have some people that can cover. I really do.
Do you have confidence that your defense can make stops late for you guys?
Do I have confidence that they can? We haven't been able to do it. I can't. I'm not going to speak about my – I believe we can, and I hope the heck we will, and it better happen fast. But, you know, that's the situation that I've been telling you, that I've tried to avoid putting our defense in that situation.
What gives you confidence, though, that they can get it done in that?
Just my belief in the guys that are teaching it and the guys that are playing it.
Tom, any update on Flowers?
Ankle to the point where, he was still on crutches today. I don't think, and I don't have anything right in front of me, but another sprain, perhaps like the one he had previously.
On the 4th-and-2 play, are you limited in terms of play calling by the fact that running the ball down there, you just have not been able to?
No, if you remember now, we've had a year ago some decent success running the ball down there. It's always with a pass, and if they take the run away, then it becomes the pass. And last night there were different options. One, if there was, it was a certain pass if they were in one look, and it was another pass if they were in another look.
Tom, your own status moving forward seems to be at issue here, going into the final month of the season. Do you feel that way? Do you sense that?
No, I don't. I don't pay any attention to it. I'm trying to stay focused for the benefit of my team, my coaches, and everybody else. Quite frankly, you can all disagree, but we're trying to win games the best way we can. To be honest with you, nobody knows my team better than I know my team. So when you sit in judgment of what goes on, it's all been thought out, whether you like it or not, whether it's right or wrong. Had some of these things been things that we would have accomplished, it'd be a little bit different story. And the majority of what we've done, and you well know it, is to try to put ourselves in position where that last drive is not going to put us in the situation we've been in 4 or 5 times, and obviously it hasn't happened. We've tried for touchdowns instead of field goals, and it hasn't happened.
How frustrating is that, that you keep making these decisions and it seems like whatever button you press, the execution isn't there?
It's pretty frustrating, to be honest with you. But you know what? I've always done it this way. I blame myself.
How do you go about fixing the late game problems? What do you do at this point, 12 games into the season, try and fix that?
Like I said, somebody's got to make a play. In order to get out of that jam, it doesn't take a lot. It could be a 4th-and-6 stop, which we thought we had the right call on when the quarterback ran the ball, and we did, and we actually checked out of a line stunt that would have put someone right in front of where he came. It's craziness,
What can you as a coach, though, do?
Keep coaching. Keep working. Keep finding. Keep planning. Keep deciding. Keep making decisions based on what we have. And be aggressive. Don't sit back because the world thinks it's not getting done.
Tom, you've been in these kind of situations where, things have gone against you and it doesn't look very hopeful at the end of seasons. And sometimes you've fought out of them, sometimes not. Is there something that that you kind of search for internally or with your team that you almost enjoy that kind of situation, a backs to the wall type thing?
Well, it is what it is. You know, I don't know that I search for something. It's part of my makeup anyway, the competitive nature. But, you know, nothing that I would just, other than what you just said, the fact that when you're in this situation, you've got to work harder than ever to make sure that everyone believes and stays on the same page. And that, again, it's team first, not any individuals, which, you know, we have to talk about that a lot, too. But, you know, you got to come out swinging, and you got to be together to do it. And it is about team, and it's all those intangibles and all those values that you preach from day one. You got to keep bringing them up and sharing them with your players and your coaches.
Two more questions.
Do you ever think of these five games and how they've been lost in the final moments and just shake your head? I mean, it is almost an incredible string of events that you've lost these five. Do you ever think of it?
I do, and think of the exact circumstance and exactly what happened and why or how it could have been changed, but then I move on. You have to.
You do have, based on the division, you have a, you know, on paper, a legitimate.
Yes, we do. And that's something that we continue to drive home as well.
How hard did you root for the Cowboys tonight?
Coach, just real quick, Jasper Brinkley has had a couple games at middle linebacker. Can you just comment about the job he's done there?
He's done a nice physical. He's a physical force inside. He's done a good job of that. I think he's learning and playing a little bit better each time out there, and it's timely.
Eli said he had an X-ray. He didn't say all.
Ankle.
Is there anything you're worried about going forward?
I don't think so. Ankle. Mm-hmm.
Just want to ask, on the challenge, was that for the 2 yards? You thought it was 2 yards?
Well, first it was upstairs. It was the 27-yard line that he stepped out at. So I was upset when I found out it was the 22. But you know what? It still should have been given to us. Because, you know, what did they do? They took a timeout away. It's ridiculous.
You're challenging. You're not saying the 27.
No, I'm challenging that he stepped out of bounds.
What was their explanation to you?
None.